How do you feel seeing, I feel like the glass is a big step. Once you see that facade start to go up, it really begins to get real.
Yeah, it does. And that office building behind me is pretty much topped off in terms of how high it's going to be. Obviously, it needs the skin and all the interior stuff.
Cardinals president Bill DeWitt III with construction raging just over his shoulder. That office building is already half claimed by accounting firm PwC, but Nick Benjamin with developer Cordish says just wait.
We are very close and expecting to make announcements here in the coming weeks with a couple other tenants for that building.
Rawlings has been rumored to potentially be moving from Chesterfield. Is that potentially a part of this?
Can't hint yet today, but again, we're very close to announcing new tenants there, and I think the city will be excited about who it is.
That opens later this year along with a fitness center. The Lowe's Hotel opens next year, and so does One Cardinal Way.
You and about 25 of your closest friends could sit here and enjoy the game outside.
Which still has many more floors skyward to go.
It's like you're part of the stadium when you're living here.
Just as this construction begins to quiet, Phase 3 could rev up. Benjamin says there could be a 2 Cardinal Way, and DeWitt says he'd also like a corporate headquarters.
But even more importantly, and I think for this region, what we need to do is get businesses to come to St. Louis from outside the region. And that's really our goal, is to generate activity from outside the region of people saying, wait a minute, St. Louis is on the move.
But for now, DeWitt says fans who don't come downtown a lot can have their wow moment as they see the glass go up and they see investment in the city go up. Phase 2 is $300 million.